This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday increased pressure on Myanmar's junta in response to its February military coup, adding four companies it says supports the military, its trade blacklist, and imposing sanctions on key military officials. The U.S. Treasury Department says it imposed sanctions on seven key members of the military, which it accused of using lethal force against protesters, as it warns the United States will continue to impose costs on Myanmar's military. Among those targeted are members of the State Administrative Council, the Minister for Information, and other officials accused of repressing opponents of military rule. The Treasury also designated 15 members of previously designated Myanmar military officials, 15 family members. The new entities affected by trade restrictions involve copper mining and satellite services, according to a U.S. government posting. U.S. exports to companies placed on the Commerce Department's trade blacklist are restricted. The moves follow earlier measures by the United States, which, along with other Western nations, had led condemnation of the military since it took power, alleging fraud in an election won by Aung San Suu Kyi's party in November, allegations that have widely been denied. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed Friday's strong monthly jobs report, saying it was a sign his economic and pandemic fighting strategies were working. The Labor Department reported Friday the United States added 850,000 more jobs in June, ahead of analyst expectations, and a sign the economic recovery may be accelerating. More than 22 million jobs evaporated when schools and businesses were shut down in March 2020 to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The United States is now about 6.7 million jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of humanitarian workers formed a human chain in northwest Syria Friday, urging the international community to keep open the only border crossing for aid into the rebel-held region. A United Nations authorization for aid to transit through the border crossing from Turkey into Syria expires July 10th. Aid organizations fear Russia, a staunch ally of the Damascus regime, might block a United Nations Security Council vote to renew it for a year. Some 3 million people live in the jihadist-dominated region, more than half displaced by Syria's decade-long conflict. For the past year, international organizations have been able to bring in medicine, food, blankets, and COVID-19 vaccines through without having to transit through Damascus. United States officials said Friday the U.S. military has left Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The facility was the center of the war to oust the Taliban and hunt down al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Two officials say the airfield was entirely handed over to Afghan forces. But one of the officials also says the U.S. top commander in Afghanistan, General Austin S. Miller, quote, still retains all the capabilities and authorities to protect the forces. Nearly half of Portugal's population will be placed under nighttime curfews again from Friday as the government seeks to rein in a resurgence in coronavirus infections, primarily due to the more contagious Delta variant. Nearly 4 million people living in 45 cities, including Lisbon, will not be allowed to leave their homes between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. under the new rules. The move marks a reversal from the gradual reopening Portugal had embarked on in mid-March, after suffering a severe wave of infections at the beginning of the year. Weekend travel between Lisbon and the rest of the country has already been banned for the past 2 weeks as authorities ramp up testing and vaccinations. Portugal's government has been criticized for being the only EU country to admit British holidaymakers during 3 weeks starting from mid-May, when the highly contagious Delta variant was widely circulating in Britain. And China on Friday rejected U.S. accusations it's failing to stop human trafficking and said Washington has no right to criticize due to its history of racial discrimination. Beijing was among 17 governments that were warned Thursday of potential U.S. sanctions over human trafficking, adding to tension with Washington. Others include Malaysia, Russia, and Nicaragua. A foreign ministry spokesman says, quote, we firmly oppose the U.S. unfounded accusations against China based on lies and rumors. The U.S. State Department ranked China among so-called Tier 3 governments that said failed to meet minimal standards to stop trafficking. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.